Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. I am here with lesson number 37 in the book of Genesis and our teacher, Connie Stample. Hello, Connie.
Hello, Amy.
We are in the book of Genesis, chapter 24 today, ladies. So if you want to turn, we started chapter 24 the last time and got up through verse number 9. We're going to pick it up at 10, and we're going to break this up a little bit. So I'm going to do some reading, and then Connie will teach. And this, of course, Connie, the story of Isaac and Rebecca.
Yes.
This is going to be a great story. All right, so starting in Genesis 24, verse 10, "Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, taking all sorts of choice gifts from his master. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia to the city of Nahor. And he made the camels and kneeled down outside of the city by the well of water at the time of the evening, the time when women go out to draw water. And he said, 'O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham. Behold, I am standing by the spring of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Let the young woman to whom I shall say, please let down your jar that I may drink, and who shall say, drink, and I will water your camels, let her be the one to whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this I shall know that you have shown steadfast love to my master.' Before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her water jar on her shoulder. The young woman was very attractive in appearance, a maiden whom no man had known. She went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up. Then the servant ran to meet her and said, 'Please give me a drink of water to drink from your jar.' She said, 'Drink, my lord.' And she quickly let down her jar upon her hand and gave him a drink. When she had finished giving him a drink, she said, 'I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking.' So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water, and she drew for all his camels. The man gazed at her in silence to learn whether the Lord had prospered his journey or not. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took a gold ring weighing a half shekel and 2 bracelets for her arms weighing 10 gold shekels and said, 'Please tell me whose daughter you are. Is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?' She said to him, 'I am the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor.' She added, 'We have plenty of both straw and fodder and room to spend the night.' The man bowed his head and worshipped the Lord and said, 'Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his steadfast love and his faithfulness toward my master. As for me, the Lord has led me in the way to the house of my master's kinsman.'"
Thank you, Amy. And we'll just talk about his prayer there at the end, because we already see how the angel of the Lord has definitely gone before the servant and has arranged things in a miraculous way to happen just as he had requested. But going back, we go back to the first part of this section, and we find out that the servant took 10 of his master's camels and all sorts of choice gifts. And so he is loaded with all kinds of wonderful things. And we find later on in the story that he's accompanied by other men.
Okay.
And he gets to the city of Nahor, where Abraham's kinsmen live. And he goes to the well, which is the gathering place in the evening. That's where women came out to draw water. And he prays.
Yes.
And that's beautiful, because he says in verse 12, "O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham." And here, I think this is one of the prayers where he is praying exactly in God's will, and God is delighted to answer it. So I just love how he prays, actually.
Yes.
But it's a good thing. And so he has a very specific request. He asks for a woman to come and offer him water, and then actually offer to water the camels. And truly, that's a big job, because camels, after they've been walking in the desert, and this journey is 450 miles or more, and they don't drink sometimes for days on end, can drink like 20 gallons apiece.
Yeah, and there's 10 of them, so.
Yes, that's a lot
that's a
of water,
big job, yes.
And water is heavy, actually.
Yes.
But anyway, then we find he prays for this, and then immediately an attractive young woman, who is obviously kind and hospitable, comes and offers him a drink, and then waters his camels, and this turns out to be Rebecca.
Yes.
Who is Abraham's great niece. Hmm. Beautiful, beautiful story. But again, it ends with the servant praying, and the Lord has already answered his question. But let's go on. Let's see what happens next.
All right. We'll pick it up in verse 28 of this chapter. Then the young woman ran and told her mother's household about these things. Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. Laban ran out toward the man to the spring. As soon as he saw the ring and the bracelets on his sister's arms and heard the words of Rebekah's sister, "Thus the man spoke to me," he went to the man. And behold, he was standing by the camels at the spring. He said, "Come in, O blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside? For I have prepared the house and a place for the camels." So the man came to the house and unharnessed his camels and gave straw and fodder to the camels, and there was water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. Then the food was set before him to eat. But he said, "I will not eat until I have said what I have to say." He said, "Speak on." So he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become great. He has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male servants and female servants, camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore him a son to my master when she was old, and to him he has given all that he has. My master made me swear, saying, 'You shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell, but you shall go to my father's house and to my clan and take a wife for my son.' I said to my master, 'Perhaps the woman will not follow me.' But he said to me, 'The Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you and prosper your way. You shall take a wife from my son, from my clan, and from my father's house. Then you will be free from my oath when you come to my clan. And if they will not give her to you, you will be free from my oath.' I came today to the spring and said, 'O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, if now you are prospering the way that I go, behold, I am standing by the spring of water. Let the virgin who comes out to draw water, to whom I shall say, "Please give me a little water from your jar to drink," and who will say to me, "Drink, and I will draw for your camels also," let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son." Before I had finished speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came out with her water jar on her shoulder, and she went down to the spring and drew water. I said to her, "Please let me drink." And she quickly let down her jar from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I will give your camels drink also." So I drank, and she gave my camels drink also. And I asked her, "Whose daughter are you?" And she said, "The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him." So I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her arms. Then I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me by the right way to take the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son. Now then, if you are going to show steadfast love and faithfulness to my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, so that I may turn to the right hand or to the left." Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The thing has come from the Lord. We cannot speak to you, bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has spoken." When Abraham's servant heard their words, he bowed himself to the earth before the Lord.
Thank you, Amy. And I think as you heard the words here, we see God answers prayer. And we find that the servant is worshiping God for his answer to prayer in Rebekah. And even Bethuel and Laban, whom we're going to find out later, aren't necessarily true worshipers of God, understand and see God working in and through these circumstances. And so they're blessing the Lord. I will point out in the first part, verse 28, when Emily was first reading, it was talking about how Laban, who saw the gold nose ring and the large gold bracelets on Rebekah and heard her story, he ran out to meet this man. And so we get a sense of maybe he's a little bit materialistic, just not you know, heads up for what might be happening later on. But he obviously is attracted to the gifts. And we find that the servant explains how the Lord has answered prayer and how Rebekah's that answer to prayer. And before he will eat or rest or do anything else, he needs to set out what the request is. We find that Bethuel and Laban, and notice how Laban is listed first. I don't know if he's more important or he's the one making the decisions, but anyway, they agree. The Lord's hand is on this, and they understand that it seems right. and God desires for Rebecca to be Isaac's wife. And truly, we do see this, the promise is going to come through Isaac also, and his wife is important.
Yes.
And so that's why God desires her to be from Abraham's clan, his kinsman. And as we go through this, I think I'm going to ask you to pay attention to the kind of woman Rebecca is, because I'm finding her quite attractive myself, at least her spirit and what she's going to do.
Yes.
So, Amy, if you'll read the rest of the chapter, we'll find out some more.
All right, picking it up in verse 53. And the servant brought out jewelry of silver and gold and garments and gave them to Rebecca. He also gave to her brother and to her mother costly ornaments. And he and the man who were with him ate and drank, and they spent the night there. When they arose in the morning, he said, "Send me away to my master." Her brother and her mother said, "Let the young woman remain with us a little, at least 10 days. After that she may go." But he said to them, "Do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master." They said, "Let us call the young woman and ask her." And they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, may you become thousands of 10,000s, and may your offspring possess the gate of those who hate him." Then Rebekah and her young women arose and rode on the camels and followed the man. Thus the servant took Rebekah and went away. Now Isaac had returned from Beer Laharoi and was dwelling in the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, there were camels coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel and said to the servant, "Who is that man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things he had done. And then Isaac brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
Thank you, Amy. What a beautiful ending to a story here. We find the beginning part of it that costly gifts are given to the family and to Rebekah. And then we find the next morning, the servant wants to leave immediately.
Yeah.
His mission has been completed. He wants to get back to Isaac. And the family say, "No, no, let us have at least 10 days to say goodbye," which is a reasonable request.
Yeah.
But they said, "We will ask Rebekah." And so they ask her, "Will you go with this man?" And she says, "I will."
Yeah.
And so she and her servant, her nurse, we learn later on this woman's name is Deborah, get on the camels and they go that very day. They leave home and she will never return.
Yeah.
Never see her family again. So they go, they make that 450-mile journey. They come just as they're coming. Isaac happens to be coming out into the field. He sees the camels. Rebekah sees him and she asks who it is. And the servant explains it's his master because now he's serving Isaac. And we find that Rebekah, I think as a proper young woman, puts her veil over her face because that's what betrothed women did in the presence of their groom.
Yes.
And she prepared to meet him. And then they meet and they marry, and Isaac loves her.
Yes.
And so we have a beautiful story of how God arranged the wife for Isaac. And we know that he's going to come to Isaac and promise and tell him more things about his descendants. But this is a story where we have great detail.
Yes.
And many things repeated. And I think themes are, again, the Lord answers prayer. The Lord's promises are true. And then many people see in this a picture, actually, of Christ and the church. Christ the bridegroom, the church his bride. And so that's something you could consider or talk about. But truly, God does act to bring about his will. Mm-hmm. And It's good for us to recognize that.
It really is. Thank you so much, Connie. Well, ladies, we do need to talk a little bit more about this. And Connie gave us some great ideas and some hints about what Nancy and I might be discussing with you in the next segment. So stick around. We'll do that in just a moment.